TNB Tech Minute gives you the day's top tech headlines, from the big names in Silicon Valley to the halls of power. If it's making news in tech, we've got it. Check out TNB Tech Minute in the Tech News Briefing feed from The Wall Street Journal. Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Thursday, January 18th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. On today's show, generative artificial intelligence comes for the smartphone industry, but will consumers buy it? We'll find out how Samsung is using AI in its latest Galaxy devices and what it could mean for the next generation of smartphones from WSJ reporter Miles Krupa. And then, fashion giant Shein is facing new regulatory scrutiny from China's powerful internet watchdog over the way the company handles data. How could this affect Shein's planned blockbuster IPO in the U.S.? We'll hear from WSJ China tech editor Lisa Lin. But first, it may already feel like generative AI is everywhere, but smartphones haven't really embraced the tech on a large scale until now. A new line of Samsung Galaxy phones includes features powered by both Samsung's own generative AI engine and by long-running partner Google. Here to tell us more is WSJ reporter Miles Krupa. Miles, what are some of the AI-powered features in this line of new phones?
With these Galaxies, we're seeing the first instance of a major phone manufacturer going all in on generative AI for functions like your Notes app or even translating calls. Samsung is basically saying they're working with Google and with their own in-house AI to make this stuff even smarter and more up to the task for things like summarizing or instantly being able to translate a call from somebody speaking in another language.
Is this the first time generative AI has been used in smartphones?
No, not quite. There were already people experimenting with it. Google has its own range of phones called the Pixels, where they've been rolling out generative AI features for the past year. And we've already seen a few major Chinese smartphone manufacturers put generative AI on the phone already. The most notable thing is just that Samsung, with its scale, will be bringing these features to a lot of people all at once. And it's interesting, too, because Apple, which makes the iPhone, has been a bit slower to implement some of these generative AI advancements into its phones. So it's possible that this new announcement from Samsung kicks off a kind of race in the smartphone features space.
What's the advantage of having AI built into your phone versus using it via external software?
One thing that's interesting about what Samsung is doing is they're using quite a lot of what we call on-device AI, which means that anytime you use a program with that AI, it won't send any data to the cloud. And this is really important, especially for privacy-minded uses.
What does this release mean for Samsung's business? Is this coming at a critical time for the company?
Yes, because Samsung for a while has been losing business to Apple. People are more and more preferring iPhones over other kinds of premium phones, which also includes the Samsung Galaxy series. So Samsung is trying to reverse that trend, really leaning into generative AI as both a tech and a marketing tool to try to win back share from Apple.
That was our reporter, Miles Krupa. For more of your daily tech headlines, check out TNB Tech Minute. That's right here in the Tech News Briefing feed. Coming up, could scrutiny from Chinese regulators torpedo Shein's plans for a blockbuster IPO in the U.S.? We'll find out after the break.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We exclusively report that China's powerful internet regulator is conducting a cybersecurity review of the fashion giant Shein. China's Cyberspace Administration is looking into the ways the Singapore-based company handles the information on its staff, suppliers, and partners in China, and whether the company can protect that data. Beijing is also interested in the type of Chinese data Xi'an will disclose to U.S. officials ahead of its planned IPO on the New York Stock Exchange. Here to tell us more about the probe and its potential impact is WSJ China Tech editor Lisa Lin. Lisa, why is this news such a big deal?
There are several reasons, but the biggest one is because Xi'an has often tried to paint the picture that it isn't a Chinese company, even though it was founded as one. And as news broke that it was keen on listing in the US, there was a ton of speculation about whether Xi'an would have to go through an approval process and get Beijing's endorsement before it listed in the US. Xi'an has generally kept silent about it. Our reporting now shows that Xi'an does think they need some sort of approval from Beijing, and they've gone ahead to seek it. The other reason why this is pretty big is because the regulator in question, which is the Chinese Internet Watchdog, has a history of torpedoing potential share listings. And in the past, similar cybersecurity reviews have also led to severely jeopardizing the new listings of other large Chinese tech companies. And so the regulator's involvement really adds a new level of complication and regulatory scrutiny to Xi'an's listing process.
Okay, let's dig into that a little more. So why are regulators looking into the company in the first place?
Officials are generally looking for evidence that Xi'an has the adequate safeguards to protect the data it holds, especially data that China considers critical to national security. The other big aspect here is they're also keen to understand the types of data that Xi'an will be sharing with the U.S. exchange regulator as it undergoes this listing process.
What kinds of data does Xi'an handle?
That's a tricky question and a really good one. And simply because on paper, it seems like Xi'an isn't a Chinese company and shouldn't be subject to such reviews. Xi'an is headquartered in Singapore and it sells to 150 countries globally, but it doesn't sell in China. So there's no Chinese user information that the regulator could possibly be interested in. But if you dig deeper, you'll realize that in order to offer the low prices that Xi'an does to its customers globally, it's actually turned to the Chinese supply chain. And if you add to that the fact that Xi'an, because it started and was founded as a Chinese company, it has several subsidiaries in China. It also has a lot of staff. And all these relationships are the reason why the regulator is interested in Xi'an and probing them in the first place.
So is it fair to call Xi'an a Chinese company?
Most people will tell you that it's a very gray area because Xi'an was founded in the Chinese city of Nanjing. And it was only in 2021 did it move its headquarters to Singapore. Xi'an's founders are mostly Chinese nationals, even though it's now expanded its team to become a very international one.
Turning back to Beijing's cybersecurity review, how have other companies fared after undergoing similar reviews?
Yeah, the most famous example of a company that underwent this cybersecurity review is the Chinese ride-hailing company Didi Global. Didi is the local equivalent of Uber in that country. Back in June 2021, Didi went public in what a lot of people called a blockbuster IPO. The company raised $4.4 billion on a listing on the NYSE. Days later, this regulator in question, the Cybersecurity Administration of China, stepped in and announced a cybersecurity review into Didi. And as part of the review, authorities pretty much banned Didi from registering new users. The end result was Didi's stock instantly plummeted. It plummeted by 80% by the time the company eventually delisted 11 months later and after the review was complete. Didi was also fined $1.2 billion. So if you look at the history of these reviews, it's not been very positive.
What has Xi'an said about undergoing the cybersecurity review?
Xi'an has been very mum on it, and Xi'an has not responded to any of our queries.
Xi'an filed to go public in the U.S. late last year. There's been a delay from U.S. regulators. How might China's cybersecurity rules or this review affect its IPO plans?
Such reviews tend to be open-ended, and there is no official kind of timeline that the regulator has put out on when they're going to complete the review. And in the past, such reviews have also dragged out into months. So at best, Xi'an could face a delay in their listing. And at worst, should the regulator find issues with Xi'an's data handling or the way they protect the data, they could make the company call off the IPO in the U.S. completely.
That was our China tech editor, Lisa Lin. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.